you recovered from.
Room.
I know. Yeah, yeah. I know.
The round table is gonna be.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it? Can I turn down the? Or can we open a door or something?
It's yeah,
a
little let's bit.
Open the door.
Turn it down.
You guys can do it outside. If
yeah,
you want.
You want to do it outside?
Yeah,
let's do it outside.
It's so waffly outside. We might as might
oh,
well.
It's beautiful.
It's nice. It's a nice LA day.
Yeah. Yeah. Look how after you.
Thank you. Oh, look, the sun is shining. Where do you want to sit?
I'll sit right here.
Okay, let's do that. Cool.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to
hang out here with you.
All right, no worries.
I'm Stephanie, by the way.
Hi, Stephanie.
We're with Clayton in Middleburg.
Middleburg, I know. That room was so cold.
That room was freezing.
It was
freezing.
It's always, every year I go there, I'm like, I'm going to bring, like, a sweater. I'm going to bring a jacket. And I do the most LA thing, and I bring, like, a vest. I'm like, how are you going to survive this? But this film is incredible and you're amazing in it. And I love that there's the second half is all, you know, Emily. But what was it like for you to get the script the way that Trey delivered the script as opposed to, like, you know, 300 pages printed out? It's like electronic, the mood.
Well, I usually like reading scripts paper copy.
Yeah.
And what was so great about this is, like, there was a reason why you couldn't.
Yeah.
And I like having, obviously, like, reasons behind certain things and it just being well thought out. And, you know, I'm sure you probably heard that he had, like, the music synced
yeah.
up to the script and the aspect ratios changing and all the colors he was describing and all. And there were... He used different colors in the script, so it felt like an experience reading it. It was really emotional. I
yeah.
cried when I read it, so it was unlike anything I'd ever read before, and I hadn't read it before I auditioned. I got the script after I had auditioned, and I think almost as I was getting the part is when I got the script, so
wow.
it kind of was like, oh, I was already in love with the sides, and I wanted to be a part of it because the people are great,
yeah.
and the script is phenomenal. Like, it just,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of... a giant bonus and essential to the project, so I'm glad that it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love the relationships that you have with, like, you know, Kelvin's character, and then later on with, like, Lucas Hedges. How did you step into, like, the mindset, the character? Like, what's your process?
Oh, I don't know that I have a process. It kind of varies for each character, and every project is different. I think I kind of just try to, like, find something, like a door to lead me in, and then there's a bunch of other things that kind of can trigger things for me that I feel like work. I mean, I did dream work for this project,
yeah.
and that was really helpful because I was like having nightmares every night that we were shooting, and
wow.
And I would wake up, you know, I used to have night terrors when I was a little girl, and my dad would come into my room with, like, a baseball bat because he thought somebody was in it,
oh
but it would
gosh.
Just be, like, me screaming, so I've had a history of them, but I hadn't had a resurgence of them in a while.
Yeah.
So that summer I was having that, and I would just wake up and write down everything that was happening, and so that was really useful.
Yeah.
I think I used a lot from those, and kind of all the emotions I was feeling were embedded in that. And then, you know, like poetry is a really big one for me,
yeah.
and music, but like Mary Oliver,
yeah.
A lot of my prep is in Wild Geese, so
yeah.
If you read that, that's kind of, I feel like that's just the answer.
Oh
Wild
my
Geese.
God. What did Trace tell you about her, about the character?
Well, the story is based on his life and his,
yeah.
his girlfriend. He told me about her and their relationship and how much they meant to each other and what their love meant, and how powerful it was based on what they had been through,
yeah.
and kind of like these divine situations that really seemed like they were meant to be together, on crazy circumstances. And so that kind of blew my mind. You know, he was really, like, me and his girlfriend kind of had similar positions in our family, and just kind of being like maybe the child that's a little bit more forgotten,
yeah.
Which is no fault of your own, but
yeah.
it just kind of happens in your family. And so she had that, so I felt bonded to her in that way. And you know, Lucas and I are very different from Trey and Ashley, but we wanted to capture kind of like an essence, and he just loves her so much. Like, yeah. He's obsessed with her, and he's one of the best. He's like a unicorn guy. You don't meet guys like that. He's so loyal. He is so sensitive, and so he just told me amazing things about her, and but also kind of let me do my own thing with it, and maybe he saw like something that I don't even know if I'm aware of that maybe put him at ease.
Yeah, and I love that in the film, is that, like, you know, she's like this secondary character, I guess, at the beginning, and then when Tyler goes to jail, and then it becomes her story.
Yeah,
and it goes on a whole different trajectory, and it's such a great thing that Trey did with it. What was that like then? You know, when you saw that in the script, or like you find that story out, like it doesn't end there, then becomes like your film.
How did I?
How did, what was your reaction when you saw that part in the script and it became like?
Because I had read the sides before,
yeah.
I was, during the first, you know, 50 pages, I was like, what? Like, where is this?
Yeah.
Where is this part coming in? I was kind of like having that in the back of my head because I knew that was happening at some point. And I guess based on the sides, I knew that something really bad had happened because she was talking about her brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of feeling like she asked him, you know, don't you know who my brother is? And so I kind of knew that something happened, and I had Kelvin, you know, told me kind of like the outline of the story because we had known each other right as the process started. We met. So I kind of knew, but I didn't know the depths of how nuanced and how well fleshed out the story would be. And I definitely wasn't prepared for what happened in the middle. I was just shocked. Shocked. And then it kind of shifts and all the music plays and you see the colors change. And so I was like, I think my heart was in my gut. And then I also was just like, this is gorgeous. Yeah. It's like punch drunk love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like for you the first time you saw the film? Like the completed product of the two stories coming together?
I was really emotional. With my agent Danny, and we had watched it in the screening room, and both of us sat there after and just like stared at the screen for a little while, and we talked for an hour, and then for the next 2 days I was like really depressed. It was such a personal project.
Yeah.
It was really it felt private, like everything between all of us and the crew felt very private and very like we were in a vacuum, and that it was just sucked into that, like in a bag, like a bag that nobody could, like in the sky that nobody could really see what happened.
Yeah.
And so I think to see it on screen was kind of like arresting, because I was like reliving all those feelings just that summer, and how spectacular it was and how heart-wrenching it was, and all the relationships that were created that meant a lot to me. And then the realization that, like, oh, it's not mine and other people are going to see it, I felt really naked. I felt really vulnerable. And I was really scared at how naked I felt, because I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to... I don't know how I feel about, like, people seeing me this way. Because I don't think I've been viewed in this way before. And yet that's kind of, like, I guess what you sign up for.
Yeah.
If it's a good... So
it's an incredible project. Like, it was so beautiful and so powerful too, also timely, like with everything, you know, and the story. And it's, you know, I said what I really loved too was seeing just how he deals with the social media aspect of it, in, you know, because it's such a huge part of our lives, and that, you know, after he goes to jail, the life just carries, you know, life has to carry on because that's how it is, but it's also the power of the family. Talk about, what was it like shooting the bedroom scene when you're overhearing, you know, like the stepmother, the dad having that conversation and being like in the room?
I was really impressed by them.
Yeah.
By Renee and Sterling that day. Everybody was just watching at the monitor with their mouths agape in total shock and awe of these two actors. Yeah, I wasn't really on set with them a whole lot,
yeah.
So I hadn't seen what they were doing, and it was kind of the first day that I saw them in their characters, maybe. I think I filmed the scene with Sterling at that point, but that day kind of, like, I blacked out, I feel like, a little bit, so I don't really,
yeah.
I wasn't focusing on him as an actor, I was, you know, there and trying to be as present as I could be, but yeah, I guess I was just... I think I got really excited because I thought, oh, I think they're gonna be really good. So
yeah.
I think this is I like it. I like that this will be part of the movie because I think it's high quality.
What's next for you then? What are you after the press tour? Yeah, I think you've been everywhere now, but.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I'm shooting Escape Room 2, so I'm doing that. And
whole different change from this.
Very different. Very different. And then, you know, hopefully there's some fun things with people I really, really respect and admire.
Yeah.
That are gonna happen in the new year, which
is
really, really exciting. So yeah.
Fabulous. It's been amazing talking to you, and
yeah.
you were amazing in the film, and I loved seeing the journey that she goes on. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.